There are no plans of evacuation, but we're in constant contact with our county officials down in the coastal areas and making determinations as we see more of the models be predicted.
Officials in the Caribbean saying Hurricane Matthew has killed at least 15 people there so far. Victims reported in Haiti, the Dominican Republic, and St. Vincent. The UN says in Haiti, tens of thousands have also been displaced. This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
A memorial grows for a Los Angeles County Sheriff's Sergeant who was killed in the line of duty yesterday. Here's correspondent Jason Campidonia.
Officials say Sergeant Steve Owen was shot in the face while responding to a burglary call about an hour north of Los Angeles in Lancaster.
It's a very difficult time, as I'm sure you can imagine. Really all that I have for you right now, folks.
Captain Steve Katz nearly broke down in tears while talking to the media about Owen's death. The suspect was also shot, but is expected to survive and currently in custody. LA County Sheriff's Executive Officer Neil Tyler says Owen died a hero.
Somebody has to go when somebody calls for help. He was shot for his efforts and made the ultimate sacrifice.
Cards, candles, and flowers now fill up the steps leading to the sheriff's station where Owen worked.
And congressional Republicans want more answers from the Justice Department about a couple of laptops being destroyed in the Hillary Clinton email investigation. In a letter to the Attorney General, they call it astonishing. This is USA Radio News. USA Radio News.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
More now on Hurricane Matthew. It is headed towards the southeastern U.S., but it's left devastating damage in Haiti. And State Department spokesman Mark Toner says Washington is stepping up aid to that nation because of that.
It's an additional $1 million in humanitarian assistance, including food vouchers, food rations, cash transfers, and meals at evacuation shelters for communities in Haiti.
The U.S. also sending disaster response teams to Haiti, as well as to the Bahamas and Jamaica, which were also affected by the devastating storm. The ACLU of San Diego is asking the El Cajon Police Department for some answers after protests of a recent police shooting. Randy Fuller has the story.
The civil rights group has questions regarding the arrests of several people protesting the Alfred Olango shooting. The organization sent a letter to Police Chief Jeff Davis saying they were concerned police responded aggressively during the apparently peaceful protest. Video footage has surfaced of Saturday night's demonstration where 12 people were taken into custody after they refused to leave the site of last week's deadly shooting. The ACLU is calling the event a vigil and is asking the city of El Cajon for details on what prompted the confrontation.
And some people are wondering if Bigfoot's roaming around the Michigan woods, as footage taken from a camera mounted on a bald eagle nest in Beulah shows what appears to be a dark figure walking on two legs on a hill below. Like most supposed images of Bigfoot, it's very grainy, but it's got a lot of people buzzing on social media. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
On today's program, I'll be discussing how to increase your team's productivity, how to map out year-round cash flow for your business. I'll discuss the need for your business to have key person insurance. I'll discuss why my favorite brand is being sold, and I'll explain why I can't get Pink Floyd's song Money out of my head this week. It's Thursday, October 6, 2016, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, New Jersey, and it's time for another edition of Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, a brief check of the weather shows that it's 66 degrees at 12:06. And today it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 75 degrees and a low of 45. For tomorrow it'll be mostly sunny with increasing clouds later in the day, a high of 75 degrees and a low of 52. And for Sunday, or for Saturday rather, it'll be mostly cloudy with showers around throughout the day, not as warm with a high of 70 degrees and a low of 54. Sunday it'll be partly sunny with a high of 67 and a low of 45 degrees with Matthew on the way. A current check of the financial market shows the Dow is down 16.09 to 18,264.94, the Nasdaq down 5.75 to 5310.27, S&P 500 is up 0.85 to 2160.58, oil is up 41 cents to $43.85 per barrel, and gold is down $13 to $1,255.60 an ounce. Facebook viewers, you are now up to date. Now you can go to www.huntingtonchamberradio.com to catch the rest of the show. All right, and for the rest of you, welcome to another edition of Taking Care of Business. You are tuned in, as you should be every week at this time, to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, and it is time again for Taking Care of Business. As we do every week, we kind of recap what's been going on around the world, and we had the vice presidential debate the other night. Interesting theater, but not a lot, as expected, came out of it. Nobody really can claim victory from that. I think both sides at some point will say that they won or were more persuasive or something like that. What I did like was when you compare the two vice presidential candidates, and this has nothing to do with Republicans or Democrats, I just like Mike Pence's calm demeanor. You know, even in the when Tim Kaine was pointing out point after point that was negative against Donald Trump, Pence just kind of held his tongue and waited, and then he would deliver a response. Tim Kaine, sometimes I can picture him being like a college cheerleader, because sometimes he gets so ramped up that he just can't contain himself, and sometimes it's a little troublesome to watch, but, otherwise I thought both men handled it very well. I thought they both defended or, explained their candidate's position very well at the top of the ticket between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. So it'll be interesting to see, again, not that there's a big push either way, But I think that at least they held their own. That's the only vice presidential debate. We got to get ready for the second debate in a few days between Hillary and Donald. So we'll have to see how that goes for both candidates. Right now, it looks like after the first debate, Hillary jumped up a few points in the polls. And this time, Donald is actually preparing for the debate. Whether or not he can keep to that script will be yet to be seen. At this time, during the regular season, we always talk about the television show on CNBC called The Prophet, starring Marcus Lemonis. And this week's episode was a good one. I'll give it 5 stars because as the show was progressing, you saw that all of the key individuals knew what they were doing, were contributing. And it was interesting because last year, Marcus had bought a furniture company in Miami, I believe it was, Southern Florida. And they focused on residential, high-end residential furniture. This time, he went to the West Coast and purchased a commercial furniture company. So figure hotel lobbies, things like that. What he saw and what was the perfect marriage was now you have bi-coastal distribution centers. So you could have, and what he basically boiled it down to was, can you build the same furniture in Miami that they're building here in California and vice versa? And both agreed they could. So they got a great design team. Now they have, both companies have commercial and residential furniture distribution. So hopefully everything will work out well with that. And again, if you have an interest in business, whether it's your own or, you know, you just like the way business works, it's a good idea to watch The Prophet Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock on CNBC, starring Marcus Lemonis. You can also watch episodes on demand. As I tell people all the time in business, shows to watch would be Shark Tank, The Prophet. If you can find the episodes, Undercover Boss. And what I like to do is kind of like act like the fly on the wall and just see how other businesses run their business. Sometimes you'll be able to point out the mistakes before the star of the show does, and other times you may also notice that you're making similar mistakes. So again, if you can learn from other people's mistakes, then by all means, I encourage you to do that. It's currently 12:12. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Our preview today talked about a story. What is key person insurance? Now, a key person in your organization could be a key employee, could be the owner, or something like that. But insurance to protect your small business against the loss of an essential employee is critical. Now, there's a good chance that someone in your company holds the keys to your organization's success. That individual might be the owner, the founder, or a person with specialized skills, and he or she may be your most important asset. But if that person was no longer around, the business would suffer or potentially collapse. Knowing that, it only makes sense to protect your business against any loss that might occur if that key person were to pass away. Now, that's where key insurance comes in. It's essentially a life insurance policy on a key employee, and here's how it works. A company purchases a life insurance policy on its key employee and pays the premiums. The company is then the beneficiary of that policy. If the key person should pass away, cash from the death benefit covers the expense of hiring and training a replacement or any other expenses needed to keep the business up and running. When the best option is to stop doing business, the cash makes it possible to pay off debts, pay severance to employees, and in some instances, pay investors. Now, why is key person insurance a good idea? In situations where a company's success depends on the involvement of one or two employees, here's how key person insurance can help. First of all, it provides peace of mind. Creditors and shareholders will sleep better at night knowing that the business will have the cash it needs to continue operating if the key person is no longer around. And that is the same thing is true for your customers. They want to be assured that you're in this for the long run, regardless of who's running the company. It also provides cash in hand. The death benefit, which is generally received free of federal income tax, provides much-needed cash to keep the company running without the key person's expertise. And there's also a retirement option. If the key person does not pass away but instead reaches retirement, the company may decide to give him or her the cash surrender value of the policy. So if you were to look at your business right now, and a lot of times small businesses, you're thinking, well, I'm going to run this place for about 15, 20 years, and then I'm going to sell it. Great option, providing you live that long. So it's also a great way for you to, again, sleep at night knowing I'm covered, because a lot of people have placed personal guarantees in a lot of their accounts, and you're still liable whether you're here or not. So rather than having your estate get, you know, sucked dry because of your personal debt or obligations, it's a good idea for you to have that type of insurance. So key employee insurance, something to check out with your insurance agent next time you have a conversation with them. We're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about why I can't get the song Money from Pink Floyd out of my head. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join us on another Thursday afternoon. Has been stuck in my head all week, and I'll explain why in just a few seconds.
Money.
Now that's something that we think about all the time. How can we make more? How can we save more? How can we do more with what we have? Well, New Jersey apparently has been thinking about money as well, and they are have come to an agreement to raise the New Jersey state gas tax. Now, even before last Wednesday's fatal New Jersey Transit crash in Hoboken, the New Jersey Transit Authority was seen as underfunded and leaderless. Incidentally, New Jersey State Infrastructure Fund was supported by the state's gas tax, which hasn't been raised since 1988. Now, the fund ran out of money this summer, and after a stalemate over whether or not to raise the state gas tax, Governor Chris Christie and Democratic leaders finally announced a compromise that will increase the tax and fund the state's Transportation Trust Fund. The deal on the gas tax was announced Friday afternoon, just 2 days after the train crash that left one person dead and more than 100 people injured. The tax will increase by 23 cents a gallon and will kick in sometime in October. And with the hike, taxes on gas in New Jersey will rise to 37.5 cents per gallon, which is still lower than the gas tax in New York at 42.64 cents per gallon, and Pennsylvania with 50.4 cents per gallon. Pennsylvania charges 50.4 cents per gallon as a gas tax for road improvement, and they have the worst roads in the country. A fact New Jersey State Senate President Stephen Sweeney was sure to mention to NJ.com. The good news is this means you can still stop in New Jersey to fill up your tank on the way back from a road trip in order to save a few bucks. The gas tax increase will fund the state's transportation trust fund with either $16 billion or $32 billion over the next 8 years. Since he's still a Republican and a Trump surrogate, though, Governor Christie promised the gas tax hike will be the only tax hike he'll authorize. The increase also came with a series of tax cuts, including the elimination of the state estate tax and a decrease in the state sales tax, which may be fractional, which means that if you do own a business and you charge sales tax, you may have to do a whole lot of recomputing and refiguring on how to charge sales tax at your sales counter. So a whole lot of shifting going on. But ultimately, we're going to be paying more at the pump. And my thanks to Pink Floyd for the use of their song, Money. Now, over the course of the last several shows, one theme has been prevalent. And a lot of people asked me, do I think it's important enough to put on the radio show? Do I think it's that businesses have a problem in this particular area? And the more I talk with business owners, the more that it becomes apparent to me that, yes, this is a problem, both for small businesses and even some larger businesses, both here in Hunterdon County and around the country as well. And I talk with a number of our store owners at Crown Trophy. We're in 44 states with 150 stores, and one theme seems to keep coming up. There just never seems to be enough money on hand, or what we call cash flow. Now, many experts believe that managing cash flow is the key to surviving as a small business. There is, however, the potential that it could affect your business credit. That can be a challenge, especially in the early years, and that's why many businesses must rely on a line of credit until they're more stable. Cash flow will determine how much you actually have to draw on that line. Ted Zoller, who's the Associate Professor of Strategy and Entrepreneurship at the University of North Carolina, told Manta's Academy, if that line is not repaid on a pretty constant basis, it will affect your credit score. Whether you're repaying a line of credit or any other debt, it's best to pay it down to zero at the end of each billing cycle. Now, that may be easier said than done, especially since it's difficult to manage the payment terms on your receivables and the inevitable seasonality of your business. With that in mind, here are a few things you can do to improve cash flow. The first is control your costs. Now, although you won't have much flexibility with the cost of goods sold, you can control the costs associated with advertising, sales, and administration. Don't spend too much on growing the business. Many small businesses fail not because business is bad, but because they tried to grow too fast. You also want to consider invoice factoring. Receivables financing is a viable way to deal with slow collections and generate cash. And you also want to review your credit terms. If you're not getting a good deal, then shop around, Zoller said. You can generally get concessions on the terms if you're doing a lot of business. And you also want to incentivize your customers to pay early. Get as much upfront money as possible and provide incentives to customers who are willing to pay in cash. Managing cash flow should be a small business owner's highest priority. To ensure the health of your business credit score, keep in mind the more cash you have on hand, the better. So, yes, it is an important topic. It is one that I hear a lot of small business owners struggling with. And, you know, as we I have several other stories that I can bring to the program about managing cash flow. And, you know, we'll do that over the course of the next several weeks. But, you know, it's something that a lot of businesses don't pay enough attention to. And then all of a sudden they find themselves in a pickle because there's just not enough money there at the end of the month for paying bills and things like that. Want to remind everybody, tomorrow I fly out at 6 in the morning out of Allentown Bethlehem Airport. I'm going to be heading down to Atlanta. Just signed on with a national account, so we're going to be their provider for custom imprinted apparel. awards and promotional products. So flying down there to meet with at their global conference with 750 of their franchisees who all have a need for this type of material. And been watching my emails on a regular basis, watching the news on a regular basis, because as I'm flying into Atlanta, Hurricane Matthew is heading up the coast. So hopefully it doesn't impact my flight and I'm able to get down there on time. I actually took a very weird step. I've been getting a lot of alerts, and this is something that you can pay attention to in business, but I've been getting a lot of alerts from FedEx, from UPS, that shipments may be delayed going into the Southeast. And I said, boy, this is really rolling the dice. I've ordered a lot of promotional items to hand out at this conference, and I don't want to get stuck with, I'm sorry, we couldn't deliver them because of the storm. So what I'm doing is I'm actually packing them into a second suitcase. I'll check the bag for $25, which is about what it would have cost me to ship them via UPS anyway. And they're flying down with me, so I know that in my booth, I'll be ready to go. All of my other materials are already there, but at least this way, I know that I won't be unprepared. One of the worst trade shows I ever attended was where a vendor who was supposed to bring a ton of his product to the show actually was the victim of a crash. The FedEx truck that his materials was in crashed on the side of the highway. They had to offload it, put it on a new truck, resort it, and then ship it, but it couldn't get to the location in time. And there he was with one of the biggest booths at the trade show and nothing to show for it. He was, you know, hastily trying to put together flyers and brochures that he could hand out saying, wow, I have a great product. I wish you could see it. And it was very embarrassing for him. Hey, are there any hunters and fishermen out there listening to the program? If so, you may be interested to know that Bass Pro Shops is buying outdoor gear rival Cabela's for $5.5 billion. Why doesn't anybody ever buy my store for $5.5 billion? Bass Pro Shops is acquiring Cabela's for $5.5 billion in a deal that will unite the two of America's largest outdoor sports equipment retailers. Closely held, Bass Pro beat out competition from private equity bidder Sycamore Partners, and people familiar with the matter have said in a statement Monday. Bass Pro said the rationale for the deal is the highly complementary business philosophies, product offerings, expertise, and geographic footprints of the two businesses. The deal is expected to close in the first half of 2017, and it is subject to approval by Cabela's shareholders and federal regulators. The purchase price of $65.50 a share in cash represents a premium of 19.2% to Cabela's closing share price on September 30th. Bass Pro said it intends to celebrate and grow the Cabela's brand following the deal's closing. Cabela's, which has been under pressure from activist investor Elliott Associates to pursue a sale, began a strategic review of its businesses in December. Revenue and profit growth had sputtered in a surge in gun sales abated. And the company said in October of last year that significant weakness in its fall apparel and footwear contributed to a disappointing third quarter. Less than a week later, Elliott disclosed an 11% stake and said it would push for a shakeup. Cabela's also said as part of the deal it is partnering with Capital One, which will originate and service its customer credit cards. All Cabela's club points and Bass Pro Shops outdoor rewards points will be unaffected by the transactions, and customers can continue to use their credit cards as they were prior to the transaction. Shares in the City, Nebraska-based company have surged 18% this year after dropping 30% in the 2 years through 2015. The stock climbed 2.6% to $54.93 in New York on Friday. Cabela's was founded by brothers Richard and Jim Cabela in 1961. Richard died last year, and Jim is now in his mid-70s, still serving as chairman. Bass Pro was founded by Johnny Morris in 1971, working out of his father's liquor store in Springfield, Missouri. And according to the company's website, Morris is worth about $3.3 billion, according to Bloomberg Billionaires Index. So they're not saying whether or not they'll close the Cabela's, rename them Bass Pro, or what. It seems like right now they're talking about keeping the brand as it was. Interesting side note, it was announced last week, it appeared in the Courier News newspaper, that Effinger Sporting Goods in Boundbrook, New Jersey, which has been around for 107 years, is closing its retail division, which was largely comprised of hunting and fishing equipment, to compete with the Cabela's and the Bass Pro Shops of the day. Sales have really dipped there as well, so either people aren't hunting and fishing as much or not buying as much equipment. But now they're forced to close that division. Upstairs at Effinger's, their team and corporate awards divisions and uniform divisions will continue. So it's sad to see a retailer with such a history, a small retailer like Effinger's, even though they're quite large on the team side, go away. And again, another, if you want, you can call it a not a failure, I don't want to call it, but another loss due to like big box retailers like Dick's Sporting Goods. When we come back, I'm going to talk about how my favorite brand of all time is being sold, and that still may not be enough to keep the company afloat. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We strongly encourage people who live in the areas that are likely to be affected to heed the warnings and instructions of local officials.
The White House now coming out and telling residents of Florida, Georgia, and other areas ordered to evacuate to get out ahead of Hurricane Matthew. The storm has regained Category 4 status and is strengthening as it heads for the Florida coast. Florida Governor Rick Scott is just getting blunt with those in an evacuation zone.
If you're watching and living in an evacuation zone, you need to leave now. So if you're in an evacuation zone, get out. This is not something you should take a chance with.
St. Louis County Police say one of its officers has died from injuries suffered in a shootout. The 33-year-old officer had served for 4 years. A suspect opened fire on police as soon as they showed up at a situation. The suspect also shot. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Call today.
And I've been taking care of business.
And a brief check of the weather shows that the temperature is currently 66 degrees at 12:33. Today it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 75 and a low of 45. For tomorrow it'll be mostly sunny with increasing clouds later in the day, a high of 75 degrees and a low of 52. And for Saturday, it'll be mostly cloudy with showers around throughout the day and not as warm with a high of 70 degrees and a low of 54. For Sunday, it'll be partly sunny with a high of 67 degrees and a low of 45. And, of course, we're tracking Matthew to see whether or not that will be impacting our weather as we head into the beginning of next week. More details to follow on that here on 100 in Chamber Radio from all of your hosts here. Well, you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com, and some sad business news. There is a brand out there that I think close to every man in America that was born between the 30s and 40s, 50s, etc., has used at some point in their life. Perhaps a father bought this brand as a gift for their sons when they were first starting out and needed something to fill their toolbox. And, of course, I'm talking about Sears and the Craftsman brand. Sears is selling the Craftsman brand for $2 billion. Unfortunately, it's rumored that that won't keep Sears afloat much longer. Every year, towards the end of the year, top 10 lists come out. And I read these every year if it's something pertaining to business. And a lot of times, to me, it seems as if, and we've been doing the show now for 5 years, it seems as if they get it wrong. And every single year, Sears appeared on the list of businesses that won't be around next year. And so at first, you're kind of rooting for them, like, let's go Sears, you know, turn it around, things like that. But now it appears that Sears is going to have to sell off the Craftsman brand, and that, again, it won't be enough for Sears as a whole to stay afloat. Shares of the once iconic retailer spiked as much as 19% on Tuesday on reports that it's nearing the sale of Craftsman. Interested bidders say reports include Stanley, Black & Decker, Tektronik Industries, Apex Tool Group, and Husqvarna AB. Final bids may value the brand at about $2 billion and are reportedly due at the end of the month. Sears put its three best-known brands, including Craftsman, DieHard, and Kenmore, up for sale in late May in an effort to raise cash. But given how much cash Sears may burn through when the books are closed on another year of losses, the wounded retailer better pray it's also able to secure deals for DieHard and Kenmore soon if it wants to survive beyond 2017. Fitch Ratings Managing Director Monica Agarwal estimated Sears will burn through $1.6 to $1.8 billion in cash this year, fueled in large part by as much as a billion-dollar loss on earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, or EBITDA. A year ago, Sears lost $837 million on an EBITDA loss, according to Fitch. Fitch Ratings defines Sears' cash burn as cash flow from operations after taking into consideration capital expenditures and pension contributions. The result would make it 8 straight years of cash burn for Sears, according to Bloomberg data. Sears' cash and equivalents declined to a dangerously low $276 million in the second quarter from $1.8 billion a year ago. The company was forced to accept $300 million in financing from CEO Edward Lampert's investment vehicle, ESL Investments, in August in an effort to make it through the holidays. Sears' cash flow outlook remains bleak, too, for several reasons. First, given the prospect for more steep losses next year, Sears will likely have another operating cash outflow. Meanwhile, Fitch estimates that Sears' interest expense, capital expenditures, and pension outlays will tally $800 million, and it will need $500 million to $650 million to fund seasonal working capital. Hence, it doesn't take a mathematician to figure out Sears needs to raise cash and fast. The concerning cash flow outlook has caused Fitch Ratings to sound the alarm bell on this once iconic retailer. Sears has significant default risk within the next 12 to 24 months, triggered by years of weak store traffic and high levels of debt. Default risk means most likely a bankruptcy or a Chapter 11 filing, said one of the report's authors, Sharon Benelli, in a phone interview, meaning that the company will either have to liquidate to pay back its creditors or reorganize in bankruptcy court and hope to stay alive by emerging as a smaller entity. At issue for Sears, which is battling declining cash flow amid a prolonged stretch of losses, is repaying some $2.8 billion in high-yield bonds and institutional term loans coming due in the next few years. Sears' restructuring risk is high overall the next 12 months, as the rating would suggest, said Agarwal. Fitch joined Moody's Investor Services in voicing serious concerns about Sears. Moody's recently slashed its speculative grade liquidity rating on Sears one notch to SGL-3 from SGL-2. The new rating reflects the likelihood that Sears will continue to need outside financing to stay in business and that it may require covenant relief to maintain orderly access to funding lines. We recognize the risk associated with relying on these sources and continued shareholder support to finance its negative operating cash flow, which is estimated by Moody's to be approximately $1.5 billion this year, said Christina Boney, who's a Moody's vice president. So again, an iconic brand that just seems to be going by the wayside. Kind of begs the question, and we heard an earlier story, Cabela's is selling for $5.5 billion. Sears has been struggling for years. They tried to reinvent themselves several times with the softer side of Sears. The Sears Die Hard battery, if you were around in the 70s and 80s, was just a workhorse. And but what was unique about the Sears Craftsman brand, and it was a lifetime guarantee. If one of their tools broke, you brought it back to the store and they gave you a brand new one. I can remember I was working on a car one time. I was hammering on the screwdriver, like on the blade of the screwdriver, to get a certain piece in with a sledgehammer. And sure enough, I broke the screwdriver. I'm like, well, now I'm stuck. So there was a Sears store in Bridgewater at the time, and I drove down there, walked in with my screwdriver, went to the counter, and I said, my screwdriver broke. And I said, yes, it did. And they gave me a brand new one right off the shelf, even though it was my negligence. I mean, I was beating the heck out of this thing, and they gave it back. And I don't know, and I've often looked at Sears over the years and said, how can that be saved? Should it be known as a hardware store, and then they want it to be known as an appliance store, and then they want to be known as an apparel store? Is it too much, or should they just stick with the basics and try to compete with, like, the Home Depots on a hardware level with the Home Depots and Lowe's and abandon apparel or abandon hardware? It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. But it looks like the three divisions of Die Hard, Kenmore, and Craftsman are going to be going by the wayside soon, gobbled up by other investors. Whether they remain as a name brand or get absorbed into another company has yet to be seen. Well, there are four habits to building a financially healthy business. This may be a story Sears would like to listen to. And I'm going to give them to you here. Smart money management is essential to the success of your small business. Good money management is all about developing good habits. Are you spending less than you earn? Are you setting money aside for emergencies? Do you check your bank account on a regular basis? Managing your business's finances isn't all that different from managing your personal budget. Good habits are vital to your company, too. So here are a few tips that will help you build a stable, financially healthy small business. Number one, you want to separate business and personal expenses. Now, it's important to treat your business as an independent financial entity. Commingling personal and business activities can void the liability protection offered through your entity structure and put your personal assets at risk, said Thomas Walsh, who's a certified financial planner with Palisades Hudson Financial Group's Atlanta office. If you haven't already, open a separate bank account solely for your business and be disciplined about keeping your personal and company funds separate. You also have to keep good records. Organized and accurate financial records might seem like a lot of work, but they make your life easier in the long run. Proper accounting can be tedious work, but it provides insight into the health and viability of your business, Walsh said. You can't know where you are going if you don't know where you have been. In addition, good records make it easier to borrow funds and raise capital when you need it. Clear record keeping helps banks and investors understand how well your business is performing. You also, and this is another same topic, track your cash flow carefully. Profit and loss is the most popular financial statement, and owners in the press talk about sales and earnings. But for a small business owner, cash flow is the most crucial metric, says Hal Shelton, score mentor and author of Secrets to Writing a Successful Business Plan. It addresses key questions like, can I meet payroll? Can I pay outstanding invoices? Can I pay myself? Shelton recommends business owners have a cash flow forecast covering the next 2 to 4 months. This also means keeping an eye on accounts receivable and following up with customers who are more than 60 days overdue on payment. You also need to get insurance. According to Walsh, business owners should acquire insurance under the entity's name to protect against unforeseen incidents. Consider obtaining general liability, property, and professional liability insurance, as well as workers' compensation for those with employees. In addition to business insurance, owners should also acquire umbrella insurance policies for liability protection as a safety net. That way, if the worst should happen, it won't sink your business financially. So some good advice there from the experts, the insurance experts, on what you should do in order to keep your company financially stable. It's currently 12:44. We're going to step away for our next break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to increase your team's productivity. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join us. We are less than 33 days away from Election Day. So it'll be interesting to see as the debates roll out, as the candidates continue to stump around the country looking for votes, how this all plays out in the next 4 or 5 weeks. So looking forward to being a spectator on the sideline and watching how that happens. A lot of whispers, rumors, and things like that, that Julian Assange, the leader of WikiLeaks, is prepared to do a huge data dump that could hurt Hillary Clinton. It was supposed to be done live on a video stream on Tuesday. That's been pushed back due to security threats. And so it'll be interesting to see whether or not that's going to come out. And if so, what he has that is so damaging to Hillary Clinton. Interesting that he never mentions Donald Trump. So I don't know whether that means he's supporting Trump or would prefer Trump or why he's going so hard after Hillary Clinton. Before the break, I mentioned that we would have a story talking about how to increase your team's productivity. Now, managing your own procrastination and productivity is a challenge on its own, but managing a team takes that effort to a whole new level. Now, you're no longer managing only your own expectations and ambitions, but also the ambitions of those who are working around you. Discrete teams can enjoy working from a naturally flowing environment which is focused on the solid creative goals. The manager is usually the one in charge of managing the whole team, and it is often up to the manager to ensure that teams find a common ground for bonding and growing together, not to mention being able to work together on long-term projects. Communication is the leading key component for teams to find that common ground of collaboration. On top of being aligned with the vision of the project, the understanding of required steps that need to be taken in order to come closer to that vision, and having a team of individuals who all understand their individual purpose in the project. If, as a manager or team coordinator, you're finding it hard to keep the productivity levels flowing and on the higher spectrum of the bar, then take time to scrutinize the following productivity tips for your team so that you can get a fresh perspective on how to make your team work for itself rather than against itself. Number one, automated workflow. Business automation is really taking off in these times of technological advancements as business owners and project managers understand the value in workflow automation and automated workflow management on the go. IntegraFi is one such workflow automation software company that has built a product specifically designed for use by internal functions like IT, finance, marketing, and HR to enable business-wide automation of the traditional business workflow. Organizations use IntegraFi to build a variety of customized automated workflows that replace their manual processes and means fewer emails, spreadsheets, status meetings, etc. Because it's a platform rather than a department-specific solution, the uses are nearly endless. For instance, HR teams can use it to automate all the activities around onboarding new employees, while finance might use it to automate the capital expenditure request process. Whenever teams can rely on external or internally integrated software for managing mundane everyday tasks, there is going to be a vast increase in overall productivity as team members spend less time waiting and more time doing. You also have to have honest communication. Now, how do teams flourish? Effortless progress happens when all members of the team are utilizing effective communication as part of the growth plan. Open and honest communication reaches beyond increased revenue long term. Teams that communicate openly can enjoy being more connected to each other as individuals, have a more clear understanding of the direction that the project is heading into, and relish in the confidence that everyone understands their role in the project. Growing technology landscape is enabling for teams to create internal communication and collaboration channels that further add to the process of balanced productivity. One such platform is Slack, online communication systems for teams that combine the dynamics of team communications into a single place. Sharing sensitive information, file uploads, history management, and third-party tool integrations make Slack a solid choice for all-in-one team communication concerns for both remote and internal teams. Whenever individuals are asked to share their ideas, inputs, and understandings of their individual role in the project, it creates an atmosphere of open communication where everyone can feel free to share their opinions while feeling like their opinion is being valued. And you want to foster happiness. Research isn't shy to suggest that happiness does at least something to the overall productivity levels of individuals and those who work in teams. A happy worker is a more productive worker, so what are the ways that managers and business owners can foster more happy feelings and emotions within the work environment? Then there's happiness programs. Mindfulness programs for corporate businesses and indeed small businesses are becoming increasingly popular as business owners begin to understand the benefits of a mindful work environment. Sometimes the inner performance is just as important as the outer. Employee recognition. Making employees feel valued can be a huge booster to their individual confidence and, of course, happiness, which will naturally help them to feel more confident with their work within the company. Productivity increase is just a natural side effect. Team get-togethers. To create truly meaningful and long-lasting relationships between the individuals and the team, it can be beneficial to create yearly trips outside in the ordinary workflow that would inspire, promote happiness, and establish deeper connections. BufferWrap is a great example of how team travel can promote business growth. Promoting team productivity is a field of its own, but one that's worthy of understanding and experimenting with, as in the end, it all comes down to the people that you work with to determine the direction that your business is going to take. So some great advice there on how to build team productivity. I wanted to go back to the one point, the employee recognition. As I mentioned earlier, I'm going to Atlanta to meet with about 750 offices of one of our new national accounts. And one of the consistent complaints of businesses is I can't seem to hold on to my employees long enough. And this was an issue when I was a recruiter that my hiring managers would always, you know, press me on and say, find me people that are willing to put in long-term effort. Because the average tenure of an employee was about 2.5 years at the time. And I think it's even gotten a little less now. So when I went back to the candidates, I would say, why are you leaving? Every 2 years, it seems like you're jumping ship. Why? Now, sometimes it was, I need more money. Sometimes it was, I want a better title. I want more responsibility. I want to manage people. But a lot of times the underlying theme, and I'm going to say 65% was, I just feel like a number here. Nobody appreciates what I do. I bust my butt. I work late. I come in on weekends and, you know, I'm never being recognized for that. So employee recognition, whether you're a company of 2 or 3 employees or 2 or 3,000 employees, is key. And it makes for a happier employee, and happier employees generally tend to produce more. So you want to make sure that you take a look at that, and don't be shy about asking your employees if they do, in fact, feel appreciated. So great tips there from the folks on how to increase your team productivity. All right. Again, cash flow. Let's talk about that one more time. How to help map out a year-round cash flow plan for your business. Now, a lot of people talk about having cash flow today. How do you plan for the slow months, January, February, July, and August, etc.? So having a cash flow plan around your accounts receivable and payable and inventory management may help your business keep cash coming in all year long. Now, there's scarcely a business out there that doesn't experience rushes and lulls in its cash flow. If only there were a way to make sure you had the cash you needed on hand year-round despite business cycles being what they are. There can be a way by having a smart year-round cash flow plan. Now, this type of planning can take multiple facets of your organization into account, including accounts payable, receivable, and inventory management. Building strategies around each of these three businesses areas can help you get ahead of the competition when it comes to keeping the cash flowing year-round. So creating cash flow plan around accounts payable is done. When to pay your vendors is always an intriguing dance when developing your cash flow plan. Now, while you don't want to be known as the slow-to-pay customer, you do want to keep your cash on hand for as long as possible. This can mean that you'll have more cash on hand year-round, even when your receivables aren't flowing at peak volume. So consider looking for software that makes it easier for customers to pay you with a wide variety of credit cards, ACH, or bank transfers. So how do you strike a happy medium between being slow to pay and reliable? In a time where behemoths like Boeing are extending their accounts payable terms from 30 to 60 days, and in sometimes 90, this may be an ideal time for your business to explore building flexible terms with your vendors and your cash flow plan. Here are some tips for seeking improvements. First, explore discount opportunities. Consider speaking with vendors and seeing if they're willing to extend discounts for invoices paid prior to the due date. They might be willing to help you save money if it means that money appears in their account faster. Involve multiple decision makers. The people paying your company's bills may rarely be the people or departments making the purchase decisions. So, establishing a regular collaboration between your finance team and your procurement team may help improve purchasing habits. You can help boost your cash flow by looking at historical ordering practices and the time taken to deplete those purchases. Your financial team can help improve purchasing habits to optimize pricing and reduce any cash flow hindering charges like rush fees and expedited shipping. Let's talk about accounts receivable. Much like accounts payable, a smart year-round cash flow plan can mean making it easy and attractive for your customers to pay you and fast. These strategies may help you amp up your cash flow plan year-round by employing ease and incentives. Use smarter accounting software. Many invoicing and accounting programs come with integrated payment systems. Consider looking for software that makes it easier for customers to pay you with a wide variety of credit cards, ACH, or bank transfer options. Flexibility in payment types may mean fewer excuses and delays in payments heading your way. Incentivize early payments. As with accounts payable, you may want to extend your customers the same early pay discount courtesy. When you institute a discount policy for early payments, sending out a broad notice via email and regular mail can help alert customers to your new discount policy. Notating this discount and the associated payment windows on your invoices can be helpful as well. And stand by your late fees. Credit cards and mortgage companies have standard late fees. It may be time for your company to do the same. For vendors who have trouble paying on time, consider establishing a grace period while not being shy about your late fees. When a customer is late the first time, you can call them and offer to waive the fee for immediate payment over the phone. As mentioned in accounts payable, inventory management, a smart cash flow plan can include connecting and empowering communication between all the people spending in your organization with the team managing your finances. So where should your team begin with revamping your inventory practices for the benefit of your year-round cash flow? By having a regular and accurate physical inventory count, liquidating your excess inventory, tailoring your purchase practices to maintain more appropriate levels, and establishing reorder alerts so you know when it's time to replenish. For many businesses, inventory shipping out the door is how you get revenue back in the door, but you may want to make sure that your inventory methods aren't inadvertently sending dollar bills out the door with each shipment. So some great tips there on how to manage year-long cash flow. In sports, in NASCAR, Martin Truex Jr. won the third race of the Chase and the second for the Chase for him for the Sprint Cup last week in Dover, Delaware. Four drivers dropped out of the chase, including Austin Dillon, Tony Stewart, Kyle Larson, and Jamie McMurray. This week, the teams head to Charlotte, North Carolina for the Bank of America 500 Saturday night at 7:20. In NCAA football, it heads into week five with many ranked teams losing last week, which shook up the AP top 10. This week, Alabama leads the poll in the number one spot, followed by Ohio State, Clemson, Michigan, and Washington. Houston, Louisville, Texas A&M, Tennessee, and Miami of Florida round out the top 10. NFL Week 5 kicks off tonight with the Arizona Cardinals taking on the San Francisco 49ers. Game time is 8:25 p.m. There are three undefeated teams left in the NFL, including the Broncos, Eagles, and Vikings, should the 1972 Miami Dolphins be worried. In Major League Baseball, the playoffs have begun, and the Dodgers will face the Nationals in the NL Division Series starting tomorrow night. In the American League, Toronto will face Texas starting tonight, and Boston will face Cleveland also starting tonight. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, "Never let it rest until your good is better." and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming program topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I am Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime. Working out.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
More news. There was another big settlement took place. Brent Johnson reports in NJ Advance Media on the 4th that a former Hunterdon County Assistant Prosecutor who